You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Welcome to the Happy Times Podcast.
Well, folks, welcome to the Happy Times Podcast. My name is Joey Kidney, your host, and today we're just chilling on the bed. And we're sitting here because it's this nice rainy day. It's not nice. It is not a nice rainy day. I'm sitting here with Franks. Franks, can you give him a little? He licked the mic. Oh, man, it's these days. So, little history on me. I actually started doing what I do because I had to quit playing sports, right? I had to quit playing sports because I got a lot of injuries, got a lot of concussions. And Frankie, get out of here. He's trying to get in on this. He's trying to lick me. But I had to stop playing sports because I got a lot of injuries, right? And I fell into this position where, you know, I'm doing amazing things and I'm doing podcasts and everything. Don't get me wrong, I'm very happy, but these concussions still live with me. Every single time I know it's going to rain because I either can't sleep or I can feel the pressure that's like in my head. I can feel it. I can feel the whole world just kind of shaking. And it's this undescribable feeling. And rainy days really get me. And I was going to do this. I really want to do a happy, fun podcast where maybe we play a few games and stuff like that. And maybe I have somebody on and I just laugh. But today is just, it's just one of those days. It just makes me miss, you know, my old life. It makes me miss where I used to be. It makes me miss being like 16 years old and just playing hockey with my friends, which is such a Canadian thing to say. So I apologize if, you know, you can't relate to that, but I miss it. I miss just, I don't, it like, it literally gets me emotional. I always thought that, you know, maybe one day I'll get back and I haven't, especially with COVID too. Like, no one's been playing any sports or anything and those have all been canceled. And that's just, it's been really tough. And these days just remind me of my past, and not necessarily because I failed, because I got injured, but it's just, it was one of those things that, again, it's not because I failed. It's not because, you know, I quit. It's just how it was meant to be. And when you're looking back on those days, it's like, I guess I just ask myself why. You know, I look up at the sky and I'm seeing, yeah, it's obviously raining because I'm emotional, but I'm looking up and I'm like, why did this happen to me? You know, like I have a cousin who's in the NHL. And he's playing NHL's National Hockey League. And he's playing, he's doing great things. And I'm so proud of him. And it's really amazing. And so it was definitely attainable, right? but ask myself, why me? Why did this happen to me? Why did my life switch up? I try not to ask myself why too often, because I don't want to fall into, you know, what could have been, the what if situation. But sometimes it's just nice to ask. It's nice to feel something. You know, I answered this question on TikTok the other day. It was like, why are people sad all the time? And the answer was because some people wake up and they feel nothing. Some people wake up and they feel like a ghost. They feel like they're sleepwalking the entire day. And they get home and they're sad because for once in the entire day, they're able to feel something. And that's what these days bring to me, man. These days bring, like, it's not necessarily because it's sad vibes, but they bring this energy that's something that I can't really control, right? And I just wanted to take this time to, maybe I don't really have like a, I had a podcast plan that was all fun and dandy and fun and dandy and fun and dandy. Yeah, let's just leave it at that. But I actually just wanted to sit down and maybe read some of my new entries that I wrote in my book, because I just think that would be a really cool thing to do. But first we're going to do our sponsor for today's podcast, which is Care Of. Super happy that they're sponsoring the podcast. Care Of. It's a wellness brand that makes it easy for you to maintain your health goals with a customized vitamin plan. Now, all of Care Of's products are formulated with a good-for-you, clean ingredient, and they're backed by science. Now, they have a 5-minute in-depth online quiz that asks you questions about your diet, your lifestyle, and health concerns to help you address your specific wellness goals. And it's really cool because it feels like a one-on-one consultant with like a nutritionalist, and you learn a lot more about yourself. Like when I was taking the quiz, it was actually just like more insightful than anything. And then next thing you know, the box ends up at your door and has your name on it and everything's personalized. And every morning I just take out a packet and I take out the vitamins, whatever vitamins are in there, it'll tell you, and it'll tell you what it contains and everything. And you just, I just take those every single morning, and it's a nice thing to add to my morning routine. Now, don't worry, I'm not just going to tell you about this and not give you anything off. So if you use code HAPPYTIMES50, you're going to get 50% off your first Care Of order. So all you got to do is head over to takecareof.com and use code HAPPYTIMES50 to get 50% off your first Care Of order. Yeah, it's really exciting. It's really exciting stuff. Thank you, Care Of, for sponsoring this podcast. That means the world to me. It's really cool. But I wanted to dive into reading a few entries that I've written in my new upcoming book. I'm writing two right now, which is super exciting. I remember I was sitting in New York. I just did an interview on Shane Hewitt's podcast yesterday, and he was like, "What's next for Joey Kidney?" And I was like, "Oh, geez, who knows, right?" And I was like, "I remember when I was sitting in New York, I was doing a bunch of interviews, and the only reason I got interviews is because I have a publicist. Nobody really cares about me, but I got a publicist, and we started setting up some interviews, and I had some stuff in New York, and I was also doing a Stay You show in New York. This is pre-COVID, and I remember I was sitting at the table, and the book was just selling, like, I thought that was the peak, right? But then 2 weeks ago, the book started selling more. But anyways, when I was sitting in New York, I had like loads and loads and loads of books in front of me. I thought this was like it, right? And I look at my manager and I go, "Wait a second. Does this mean I need to write another one?" And he looks at me and he goes, "Yeah, I think you do." And so, looking at this document right now, I just write on Google Docs. I always write my name. I write it like an essay. I write my name, I write the date, and I write the title, who it's by, the word count, all that stuff. And I'm looking at it, and it says October 20th, 2019. That was exactly when I was in New York. And that's the exact moment that I decided to write this book, write the part two of it. And I'm thinking it's going to be called What's the Rush Part 2? Take Your Time and Hurry Up. Now, I would love to read the first entry that I've written, which is October 20th, 2019. And then I would love to read the most recent entry that I wrote yesterday. So that would be March 25th, 2021. Now, we're going to start off with October 20th, 2019. And I haven't read this since that day. So if I mess up, we're human, right? October 20th, 2019. I'm a confident, extroverted, emotional adult who just happened to continue on a path once stumbled upon that had light. My name is Joey Kidney, and I'm writing this. And as I'm writing this, I am a 23-year-old. And I'm in New York City for the press tour of the launch of my first book. Life has this crazy way of making our lives very complicated and truly blinding to us as we continue on our path. We think that we are going in every wrong way, and the people that we encounter are not meant to be here, or they are meant to, and we lost them. I'm here to tell you, I am just as lost as you are. Yet, I am here. I'm here with more questions about life, more concerns about my own, and more interest in others. The one thing that is keeping us all here and curious is hope, and if you are someone that is in need of that, then I truly hope that this book can help. The last few years have been quite a ride, and I'm still sitting here pondering why did it all happen, as I'm sure a lot of you are. We will constantly have questions every single day asking why something happens in the way it did. It is not an issue to think like that at all, but it is important to understand that it affected your life in a positive way. With the news, the media, and our own conscience distributing so much negativity, we can truly become blurred to anything with light. And for the past 3 years, I find the one thing that has got me I find the one thing that has gotten in my way the most has been my own self. Putting yourself first is very important, but a very good skill to have is to let people in as well. That is a task that I'm working on every single day, and recently that I figured I needed more in my life. The book you are about to jump into is something that I hope makes you do one single thing, and that is feel. I want you to open yourself up to what you are about to read and be able to apply it to your own life. Whether that is your own or to help someone you love, knowing that there are still people out there in this world that feel alone is the sole reason why I'm writing this. I want to welcome you to my journey through happiness, pain, sorrow, light and dark, and everything in between. My life is now yours, and I hope that you can take whatever it is you need from this and bore it for however long you want. This is yours just as much as it is mine, and I truly hope it makes you feel, because that is something we all need a little bit more of lately. Wow. Oh, hell yeah, go Joey. Sorry, that's the end of the chapter, the installment there. Oh, that makes me like really happy that I wrote that. And that's crazy that I kind of like deals with my, like, I get a lot of the questions being like, how do you always write about like my life? They're like, how do you know what I'm going through? And I'm like, this is a perfect example. I'm talking about a rainy day right now, and I'm having a difficult day, you know, and I'm asking myself like, why did my life change? And this is talking exactly about that, which is insane. It's a funny little world, right? So 2 years ago, little Joey's giving advice to current Joey right now. Excuse me. And that's amazing. Oh, I'm really excited for this book. I'm so excited for people to get this book. Now, I'm going to read you Allow Yourself to Miss Out. This is an installment that I wrote last night. And this Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery
and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial. Which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter month, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Yeah, I hope you enjoy. Allow yourself to miss out. I think oftentimes we don't give ourselves the time that we deserve. This can be from school, work, relationships, or even just our daily habits. We work at them so much and so far in advance that we have our next 52 weeks planned out and nothing can change that. And that is great. But those plans will switch up because change is inevitable. We drive ourselves thin so close to the ground that we don't even have enough strength to stand up. So, let's take a break. Consider not having coffee tomorrow, calling in sick to work, or being a little late for school. Miss them, miss something, miss out on fucking breathing for a beat. Okay, I know I may have lost you on that last one, but continue reading and I'll make up for it. How do we know we like something? It isn't really ever in the actual moment. Yes, maybe we get a little spark of excitement, but the true moment that we realize we enjoy something or someone is when we are far away from it. Taking a break and missing out doesn't mean that you care less. It doesn't mean that you hate yourself. It doesn't mean anything negative when your heart is in the right place. I remember that in the middle of my relationship, I was really struggling to stay in love, and I could not figure out why. I was spending every single day with the person. I was glued to them and laughing and enjoying the moments until I wasn't. And I took a break. And I took my time off and something magical happened. I fell in love with the feeling. My feeling. Not the feeling of missing out, but the feeling that is truly deep inside my chest and not just the one on the surface that comes out when they are around. I fell in love with every aspect. And I'm telling you this so that you understand, just because you take breaks does not mean that you are quitting or you are weak or you are a coward, but that you are growing stronger, you are listening to how you feel, and you are learning how it is to miss something that you love. Oh, so that's the end of the installment there. So the way I write is I actually write everything down and then I forget about it. So I don't reread it. I write it and then I reread it, say, like today, like a day after, where I forget exactly what I wrote. And I go back and if I read it and I'm wowed, I'm like, okay, this is staying in the book. This is it. This is the one, right? And I'm happy to announce that that's going to stay in the book because, wow, I'm really happy with that. And I hope every single person is enjoying this podcast because I'm really excited about this book, and I'm not just telling you this to sell you a book, but maybe this is going to give you a little insight that you need. Like, I've been writing this for 2 years, and there's a lot in here that I've wanted to share for the past 2 years, and I just want to give you little bits of it because I think there's a lot of stuff that we can learn about everything, and so allowing yourself to miss out. Let's talk about it more, specifically relationships. You know, when we get in this honeymoon phase of, like, just falling in love with somebody, we often forget that, you know, we have our own feelings. We often forget that, you know, we are a certain person. We live a certain way. And a lot of the time in relationships, you know, we get blinded by this other person. We fall in love with them so much that they can change everything of who we are. And that's not love. That's not. That's somebody getting their way. It's somebody winning. It's not two people winning. It's like a competition, and they outsmarted you, they out-toughed you, they beat you to the battle, you know? And so I was being beat, right? And I'm sure my girlfriend's not going to be happy about me talking about this, but I think it's really insightful. I think it's really important for myself to share to people, because so many people feel like you need to be in love like 100%, like all the fucking time. And it's just like, it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. Right? Like, I went through a really, really hard time because I was like, you love me so much all the time, and I'm just not there. I'm just not ready for that. Like, I feel defeated because somebody's doing it better. Right? And that's not how you should feel in love. That's not. And, you know, I chose to work on it. I chose to you know, put in my own work. But it doesn't mean that, like, you got to be there beside them and you got to work through it. Sometimes it's your own hustle that's going to really make the difference. And so I took my time to myself and I realized that, you know, I do love this person. I do love her. But it's just, I needed to see it from my own perspective. I didn't need it to see it through theirs, if that makes sense to anybody. If you find you're a little lost in love and you're losing it, take some time to yourself. And I know that seems like it's backwards, because, you know, if you love somebody, you should spend time with them all the time. Yes, live with them. But sometimes, you know, you got to go back to where you normally were and find out how you work. When we fall in love with somebody, we go in the honeymoon phase. We're with them all the fucking time. We forget how our life was before. And so I sat my girlfriend down and I was like, hey, I know how to love you now, but I need days off. And this isn't days off of our relationship. This isn't days off so I can go cheat. This is days off so, you know, I can reconnect with myself, where I can gain my energy back. And it's not that they deplete me, but as an empath, and all of our empaths know who's on this podcast, that we need our time off to recharge, and that's completely okay. That is not invalid. And that's why I wrote this one segment is in this installment, because people are so afraid of missing out on certain moments when they're in the moment, that they're exhausted and they're just not feeling the way that they normally would anyway. So why are they even there? And I placed myself in that same position and I took myself out because I realized that I need more time to myself to re-energize, to recharge, and to be able to love somebody. And that's okay. That's okay, because it reminded me of how much I love them. It reminded me of how much I miss out. You know? And that's all right. It's okay to miss something. It's actually really strong and important. Yeah. Oh, I'm glad I wrote that. You know, I'm really, like, the way I film YouTube videos and the way I do my TikToks, like, yeah, it's going to be cool to look back in, like, maybe 10 years, but I think my books, I write my books because those are the real, like, journal moments. Those are the real How I Met Your Mother moments, where I'm able to look back and tell a story. And it wasn't just a story of Joey. It was a story of how I was feeling in that moment. So it's more broad so that other people can understand. And I'm really excited to look back and maybe, you know, 10 years, 20 years even, my book's going to be there. And I think that's really cool. Now I'm going to read one more because I'm actually enjoying this. Let's read a trend. No, that one's a little too heavy for this. Let's read... let's read this shorter one. It's called The Things Just Get Better. Growing up, I always wanted to die. I would make up stories in my head of me having cancer, or getting in a car crash, or just ending it all. And as I'm typing this, I am almost in this hysterical mood because I can't believe that I once wanted to end it all when life could be so good. Excuse me. Now I am turning 24. No, I'm 24, turning 25 next month while writing this, and I just don't want to die anymore. Did life get more enjoyable? Did I stop giving a shit about what some random person thinks about me? Did I realize that I won't even remember that person in 5 years? Or did I learn that my problems aren't as big as the world's? If you are reading this and you are struggling, it just gets better. I wish I could explain it in a way that you would understand, but I just need you to trust me. It just somehow gets better. And I think the best part is not knowing how, because I'm sure we would overthink that too and fuck that up. And that's the end of the installment, so it's just this little one. But yeah, I was feeling this the other day, and I actually made a video about it. And I was feeling this the other day. I posted it on TikTok and Instagram, and I was sitting in my car, and I was like, on a day like this, normally, I would want to die. I would just, like, I just not want to be here. And that day, I just didn't want to do that. I wanted to live, you know? Maybe it's because I realize how much my mother means to me and my father, and how little time that they have compared to when I was growing up. Or maybe, you know, it's because I'm in love with someone, or maybe it's because I'm now taking care of a living being, which is my dog. And maybe it's a lot of things, but somehow, some way, I want to stick around. I want to be here tomorrow. I want to be here in a week from now. And I don't know how it got to that. I don't know how we got there, but I'm really happy that I did. And I'm happy to tell you that you're going to get there too. You know, we think these problems are these massive things in our head. And I'm not here to make your problems not feel valid, or I'm not here to disinjustice you. I'm not here to make you feel like crap. I'm just here to tell you that you're gonna forget about when you were 16 and that person told you you looked ugly. You're gonna forget about a lot of stuff, and it's gonna make life a lot more enjoyable. And the way to forget about it is to continue living. And I'm not saying that forgetting your problems is the best way to solve them. I'm just telling you what happened to me. When I was 16 years old, I would wake up every single day and not want to be here. And now, I wake up every day, and I'm happy I'm here. And I hope you get there too, and I really promise that you will. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know all the words in my mind. I just know it gets better. I just know it. And you're listening to this now, so that means you're still here. And I gotta say, I'm proud of you. And if you're listening to this far, what I want you to do is I want you to DM me on Instagram, and I want you to say, I'm still here. And that's it. You don't have to say anything else. Just say, I'm still here. And it's just gonna be nice to see how many people message me or let me know. And I just want to say thank you for being here. I think that's the nicest thing that anybody can say to anybody. You know, we can sit here and we can be, thank you very much for listening to the podcast. It's Joey Kidney, and give it a like and share. You know, we can say thank you all we want to, like, somebody holding the door or giving us a tip. I'm just saying thank you for being here, because that's the littlest thing you can do, but it means the world to me. And I hope it means the world to you. It may not be today, but hopefully one day. Well, thank you guys very much for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it. It really helps the streams a lot, and it helps me stay afloat. So thank you very much, and I hope you enjoyed this little chill one. Stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.